Good news out of Orlando, Florida.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Pass to the right. Intercepted and run into the end zone for a touchdown. Sterling Moore.
Here to break down this week's game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, the man everyone loves, especially the quarterback.
I love Pete. I always appreciate Pete.
Pete Shepherd.
Well, hey, everybody, and how you be on this miserable day around most of New England, rain and snow, and hope you're, if you're driving, you're listening on your phone or your computer, whatever, be safe today. How you doing? Pete Shepherd Show here until 6 o'clock tonight right here on Patriots.com. As always, we do it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Email me, webradio at Patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Lots to get to today. Lots going on. We're going to get to all four playoff games. Obviously, talk about the Patriots in Denver a lot today. Brian Lowe from PFW, you know him. He's usually on with me doing fantasy stuff, but he'll be on with me doing real-life football, little tidbits from 4:30, starting at 4:30. And, of course, email me, Pete Shepherd, or Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. Now, working through the night and into the early morning hours, to try and come up with, I got a lot of suggestions from some people, but I decided to go with my own as far as my little homework assignment I gave myself last night, because I'm sick and tired of all these horrible Tebow songs that are out there. You heard the John Parr song that I played yesterday that now every other radio station in Boston has picked up, and you know, obviously because of the show, because they're listening, there's no question about it. But I've come up with my own song. To a great tune that I know most of you out there, young or old, have heard many times before. But I, of course, you know, for entertainment purposes only, have changed the words around just a little bit. So without any further hesitation, I'm going to tell you right now, get ready. And I will apologize in advance for my singing, but I think you get the point here. I'm just sick and tired of all these stupid, idiotic songs. And maybe this is one of those songs. I don't think so. I think if you're going to do something, do it right and do it to a classic. So without further ado, here it is. How lucky can one guy be? Can't even convert third down and three. Like the Steelers once said, we got Tebowed instead. The media thinks he's great, despite so many fourth and eights. But with God on his side, he'll always try and run wide. The ball keeps wobbling out of his hands, and sometimes sails right into the stands. I keep grinning. I don't understand. It's so pitiful. No sunshine on Saturday night. The Patriots will put up a fight. Tell me quick. I know they will kick. No Tebow instead. Like the Steelers once said, we got Tebowed instead. Like the Denver Post quote, Tebow is sure to be pulled. My head keeps spinning, Broncos defense keeps a grinning, cause a pick six is a prayer to their winning, but all that changes come Saturday night. They say they're in Brady's head. They all like Tebow instead. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Tebow throws another pick. Tell me quick. Brady is slick. The Broncos are dead. All All right. Again, I apologize for that. But I had to do it. It had to be done. It had to be done. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so deal with that. Little Dean Martin for you, huh? Oh, man. Oh, man. Not bad. Not bad. I know if I work on it, I can get even better. That was only the third time I've actually tried to do that. But, yeah, I apologize for the singing, but you get the point. You get the point. I'll have to do it again later on. I botched one of the lines at the end because my computer blinked on me. But you get the point. Hope everybody enjoyed that. Again, want your prediction as well today about the Patriots and the Broncos. Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. Also, you can email me, webradio@patriots.com. And on the 8-second hotline, always call 508-298-0398. I also have my Xbox predictions. Remember, 4-0 last week, straight up and against the spread. I will give them to you a little bit later on. I have all four games simulated, again, as I did it. Again, factoring in weather conditions, what they're going to be, 15-minute quarters. The computer coaches both teams. I don't control anything. So it's all legit. Otherwise, what good is it? What good is it? Anyway, let's get some of these messages already. Lundahl says, you should have asked Rick the call to sing it on the air. Tyler says, 2012, the year the Pats win the Super Bowl, and the year Pete wins American Idol. Now, my big buddy Michael, who's a big Packer fan, says, the winner of the Packers-Giants game will be the representative in the Super Bowl. Just saying. Now, this is the same guy that since week one, the Packers were never going to lose. They're going to steamroll over everybody. Now he's giving the Giants a chance. Wow. Amazing. I'll get to all my picks as well. I'm going to redeem myself from my 0-for-4 last week, believe me. And I trust me, I will. I will. Again, other people commenting. PS3 says Patriots win 65-7. Well, that's not what Xbox says, but I'll give that to you again a little bit later on. One guy says, Xbox picked the Broncos. Xbox picked the Broncos. And it goes on to say, I meant Pete picked the Broncos. Pete picked the Broncos. So many. Got so many posts yesterday after the show. Let's see. Artie says, Pete, what are the Xbox predictions for the weekend? 4-0 last weekend, maybe just ride the picks out. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll give them to you in a little while. Jason says, Pete, I was disappointed. I heard yesterday's show on podcast today, and you were talking about your boy Herm with no impression. Come on, Pete, the breastplate. Well, I heard Herm's predictions this morning.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Brandon says, I'm crying now listening to the first caller from yesterday. Ha, ha, ha. Cliffy says, okay, it's official. You ruined my entire day in workout. I just heard Tim Tebow's fire on your show. I can't believe you played the whole thing. Please don't do that again, please. Cliffy says, he almost got me killed today. I was listening to the show after working out and almost dropped the damn dumbbell on my face. The first caller and reaction made me lose all concentration. I had to stop my routine to laugh for a few minutes. No more Pete while lifting. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, injury report is out. Just got it. And again, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Email the injury report. Looks like this. Everybody was back in practice today for the Patriots. Everybody I'm about to tell you was limited, but they were all there. Arrington, Cannon, Connolly, Fletcher, Deabo, Mankins, Ninkovich, Slater, Spikes, Vollmer, Welker, and White. All limited today. For the Broncos, Dawkins, Decker, Paxton did not participate. Limited with Bruton, Fells, Dumerville. And once again, Von Miller listed as a full participation. So no, last time, a month ago, a little less than a month ago, everybody was worried about Dumerville and Miller and everybody else. And the offensive line did a terrific job with them. Terrific job with those guys. And since Miller has a cast on, I don't know. I just don't see that being a major threat to the Patriots. Even though Logan Mankins says now he's going to be day-to-day and it might even be a game-time decision whether or not he plays. At least now they'll be prepared for it. It won't be like when they played Miami and lost Light and then lost Mankins, you know, in the first 5 minutes of the game and had to really scramble, which is why it took the offensive line a good half to get going as a cohesive unit before they give Brady the protection that he needed. So at least they'll be going to be prepared for it. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Preparation. The Patriots are one of the best at it, if not the best, in preparing for games like this. And, you know, you go on and on. And I must tell you, most of the national people are picking the Patriots. I love the fact, you know, the Broncos are still, even yesterday and today, still crying about this Josh McDaniels stuff. Good, let it get in their heads. I mean, you know, just ridiculous. Some of the stuff being said. It's just so ludicrous. You know, the theories, the people, you know, the dumbasses bringing up, you know, Spygate again and it's scandalous and calling Bill names and all that stuff. It's childish. Absolutely childish. Childish. I'd love for all those people to come down here and say it to his face. Say it in a press conference someday. See how it goes. You know, with all that stuff. It's just crazy. Gina DeTona says, "Hi, Pete and Kevin. I have now heard Tebow sing, and you, Pete. Surprising, Pete. I would rather hear you." Yeah. Well, you know, I'm hoping I get on YouTube. Alexis in L.A. says, "Hey, Pete, first-time email, long-time listener. You are a great man, none better than listening to you." Thank you, my friend. "Do you think there was a chance that we get Jared Allen and Brandon Lloyd? And one more question. Who was the drunk guy that was on the beginning of your show yesterday that was freaking hilarious?" Yeah, I guess that was Rick in New Hampshire. I don't know if he was drunk. Maybe he's just a happy guy, a pleasant fellow, where the sun shines brightly all day long, along with the little pink elephants that roam around his head. But who knows? Jared Allen, Brandon, you know, I couldn't answer that for you, honestly, Alexis. I don't know. I'm just trying to get through this game for us. I'll worry about next year's team, you know, hopefully not for another few weeks. We'll worry about it then. But I'd love to see Jared Allen here, or Brandon Lloyd. Sure, I'd love to. I'm not saying I wouldn't. Love to see those guys here. Absolutely. But some of your predictions on the game, what do you think is going to happen, either on email at webradiopatriots.com or Facebook me as well at Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. And, of course, you can always call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline as well, 508-298-0398. And I think part of the Patriots game I don't think is getting enough credit. And I talked about this yesterday with Christopher Price of WEI.com. But I really don't think the Patriots running game is getting enough credit here. They did rush for 141 yards in that last game. I think people forget that. They rushed for 141 yards. Ridley had 65. Woodhead had 40. Law Firm, 17. Hernandez had a couple end-arounds, or one end-around for 16. And that's the other thing about the beauty about the Patriots as well. They do those tight end end-arounds. That's amazing. There's not a lot of teams that can do that. A couple teams do it. New Orleans does it. Dallas does it a little bit. But Patriots can do it with two guys. You know, Hernandez is just, when you have a guy like him that's so talented, so flexible, you know, it presents a variety of problems. I'm still not convinced, by the way, that Champ Bailey is going to be covering him one-on-one. Maybe a little bit in that game. And I think Chad's going to have an impact on this game a little bit. I think certainly Deion Branch is going to have an impact on this game a little bit. You know, you cannot forget about those guys. You can't forget about them. I'm not saying they're going to light it up, but I'm saying they are added weapons for the Patriots. You know, it's not just Welker. I mean, a lot of it is Welker, Gronk, and Hernandez. Don't get me wrong. We all know that. But you cannot forget about some of those other receivers. They can do damage to you. You know, we've seen Deion Branch this year have a couple of nice games. And Chad caught his first touchdown and only touchdown this year against the Broncos. The one pass that he caught in that game, 33 yards. I just think he's going to do more in the playoffs. I got a feeling he's going to do more in the playoffs. I mean, if they need him. I mean, if obviously the first three options we know are Welker, Hernandez, and Gronk, not necessarily in that order, but that's what they are. That's what they do. So until somebody until the Broncos can prove they can shut down the tight ends, that's where they're going to go. Now, Hernandez crushed them last game. Crushed them. Had 129 yards and a touchdown. So the Broncos are going to have a lot to prove. And defensively, for the Broncos, I'm just not sure they can do it. They're banged up again. Brian Dawkins, if Dawkins does play, he's not going to be nowhere near 100%. It'll just be because he's a trooper. I mean, I'm just not. I'm trying to be objective about it and come up with ways. The only how the Broncos can win this thing, and the only way I can see it is the Patriots really fumble, bumble, and stumble their way to a loss, meaning fumble kickoffs, punt returns, you know, a couple of crazy deflections, you know, that go the Broncos' way. I guess that can happen. I think this team is incredibly focused this year for the first time in a long time. I know they won't say it. I think last year's loss at home really eats into – I mean, I know they're looking ahead – and they're going to say on the record that it does. Of course it bothers them. You know, I think the Baltimore loss was different because of extenuating circumstances with Welker that year. And I just didn't like the feel of that team. I told you, the Ravens of this year remind me a lot of the Patriots in 09. Very much so. Very similar in a lot of ways. I think the Patriots are going to end up having their way with the Broncos. I don't think he's going to be able to chuck the ball 40 yards down the field and complete. I mean, I watched the game again this morning. I mean, it is brutal to see the wounded ducks that come out of that guy's hand. And he gets so much praise for completing routine throws. Oh, sickening. Phil Simms going out of his way so many times. Not so many times, a few times, because there weren't so many times. He's completing less than 50% of his passes. I've never seen a professional athlete get so many accolades for achieving so little on a professional level, not college level, on a professional level. And I still say if this guy's last name wasn't Tebow, nobody would give a crap. He'd be laughed at. He's still one of the worst quarterbacks ever in the history of the NFL playoffs. Period. You go back and slow. You look at that Steeler defense. What they tried. It was just stupid. Dick LeBeau. I just can't believe a guy with that much experience would be that dumb to coach that way. That's the only thing Tebow can do is chuck it deep. Routine passes he can't do. All he can do is heave it. How do you not know that? You're going to leave him, with one guy out there? I mean, bring both safeties up within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage? Oh, please. Patriots are not that stupid. They are not going to fall into that trap. They didn't last time. And then you have those, well, if the Broncos didn't turn the ball over. If, but, when, maybe. I love all that. If they didn't do this, if they didn't do that, well, they did do it. And the Patriots forced the most turnovers of anybody in the AFC. And they're going to get some more. Trust me, they're going to get some more. I'm already picking my defensive hero of the game is going to be Ninkovic. I'm predicting a pick six, Kevin, right off the bat. Pick six for Nick. For him. And you talk about people are talking about the Patriots and their, you know, the slow starts they've gotten off to. Let me tell you something. Denver gets off to a start like last week with like no yardage or 4 yards total and what, two or three and outs or maybe one first down the entire first quarter, something like that, whatever the hell it was. They're going to be down. They're going to be down early. I think the Patriots put the pedal to the metal early, and I really think they're going to try to whack them hard, get them going good in the first quarter. I really do. I think they're going to just – really try to steamroll them, get inside their heads early on, and ram it right down their throats. I think it'll be a combination of both passing and running the ball. I don't think this Patriots running game is getting enough credit of what they can do in this particular game. Mark my words, you're going to see the three, you know, between Ridley, Woodhead, and the law firm. That's a pretty good 1-2-3. Rope-a-dope, jab, punch, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's not a 1-2 punch, it's a 1-2-3 punch. Because those guys all offer a different dynamic. We know the Broncos are going to run the ball. And they'll probably be reasonably effective at it at times in the game. I do not expect, obviously, the Patriots had to go from a 4-3 to a 3-4 in the first quarter of that game. The Broncos rushed for 167 yards in the first quarter. Still, I have yet to hear any national nitwit media person come on and say that they did hold them to 85 yards the rest of the way on the ground. Shouldn't that be part of the equation? And the fact that the national media does not talk about the Patriots running game in that game? I mean, they rushed for three touchdowns in that game. I mean, Brady threw for two. They rushed for three. So, I don't know. There's so much going on besides Brady and Tim Tebow. So much more to this game than that, that a lot of people aren't talking about. The other thing, too, Chung and Spikes being back is going to be huge. They did not play the last time. They'll be in the lineup now. That's going to help a lot. Spikes played with Tebow. He knows him. Knows what he can do. Knows what he can't do. I wonder if that's okay with the Broncos. Is that cheating, too, according to them? I wonder if Spikes is allowed to speak to the Patriots, his teammates, about Tebow without anybody from the Broncos, getting upset about it. Gina Daytona says, hi, Pete and Kevin. Here will be the headline Sunday morning. The much-maligned Patriots defense surprises Broncos and shuts down Tebow and Broncos in 31-0 win. Next day on ESPN, Chris Carter says, I told you the Patriots cornerbacks were good. Yeah, what a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. All right, okay, want to take a quick break, and then Brian's here. We'll take a quick break right now. We'll reset. Brian Lowe, B-Low is here from PFW. He will join me for the rest of the show or whatever, I think, or for however long he wants to stay. We'll get into all the playoff games coming up here on the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com. And, of course, your phone calls at 508-298-0399 and the Ace Ticket Hotline. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me as well, Pete Shepherd. Back right after this.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I
love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Want to talk to Pete? Call him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Pete the Meat Shepherd.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show here until 6 o'clock tonight. Final show of this divisional playoff weekend. And joining me is B-Lo, Brian Lowe from PFW is here, and it's no fantasy today, not at all, but I know we missed our last show together because I had a personal thing to take care of, but welcome back.
Good to make a little Thursday
playoff. How'd you end up?
Well, I was in the playoffs for two leagues, and I lost in the semifinals in both. So, hey, you know, but the one that I really felt the best about, I ran into the juggernaut of the league, and that team won it all. And I couldn't have, you know, I had a great score, but my opponent had maybe the best score anyone's had all season long. So I couldn't really hold my head down. It was fine. You move on. Now it's time for the reality playoffs.
That's the reality playoffs, and it certainly is. With all this, I mean, it's just sickening. The national media between NFL Network and ESPN. It's beyond
Tim Tebow hour-long specials.
It's puke-inducing. And I just think they're missing, as usual, they're missing the point. They're missing the point. I was just talking about it. I mean, I think a lot of people forget that Chung and Spikes didn't play the last time. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big deal. But I also think this Patriots running game is not being talked about enough. They rushed for 141 yards the last time they played them. I think you're going to see a pretty well balanced. I mean, the Patriots are always probably going to throw more than they run. But yeah. I think, you know, if people want to talk about the Denver running game, that's fine. But the two things I'm sick of, what I'm not hearing is about the Patriots running game. And I'm tired of Tim Tebow getting all the praises for making routine throws.
Yeah.
It's unbearable.
Well, the Tebow thing has gotten out of hand. He threw for 316 yards last week.
By the way,
you
called this game a couple of months ago. I'll give you credit. Yeah. You said it. I think you said to be playing him again.
Well, did I? You know, I thought about it. I don't know if I definitively said that, but
I'll give you credit. I laughed
thank
at you,
you,
but I'll give you credit now. I mean, they backed in.
They backed in, no question.
But you did say it.
But, you know, okay, Tebow threw for 316 yards last week. He and the receivers earned those yards, no question about it. He was still only 10 for 21, okay? Mm-hmm. He is coming off of... Before that, he had one of the worst quarterback performances any player in the league has had all year. Mm-hmm. They had lost three games in a row. It does have to be toned down a notch. And you could see it coming. If they got into the playoffs, you knew Tebow Mania would ramp up. If they, God forbid, won a game, which they now have, it would be ramped up even more. You know that CBS is giddy right now because they have this game, and they have a guarantee of either Brady or Tebow in the AFC Championship game.
It'll be
game.
The highest-rated non-Super Bowl game, I think, in playoff history.
This week will. Yes. And then whoever advances next week, if it's Tebow next week, Let's hope not. But if it's Tebow next week,
please
forget
please.
About it. But I'm
moving
think,
to Canada if that happens. I'm moving away.
Yeah, I think the Broncos will be out of this game by halftime. I agree.
I think it might be even before that. Yeah. But I just don't see the Patriots knowing now they're not going to have to make that 4-3 to 3-4 adjustment. I'm sure you're going to see multiple looks again. They may even start off 4-3 again. I don't know. I think what's going to be interesting, some of the analysts this week talking about who's going to cover Aaron Hernandez after the big game, and I'm hearing Champ Bailey on Hernandez. I'm like, really? Go ahead, try it.
Right.
See if that works. I mean, I can't see that happening for a long period of time.
Well, whatever it is, I don't see the Broncos defense being the team that comes up with a way to stop Welker and Gronkowski and Hernandez. And the running game.
And don't forget Chad and Deion.
And you know what? I think Deion Branch comes up big.
I do too. I said that before you came in.
Did you?
I did. Well, I think he and Chad, and more probably more Deion, but Chad caught his only touchdown this year against Denver.
That's true. Be careful.
You can't ignore those two guys. They can torch you.
There's something tells me Deion is a big game player. Mm-hmm. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. He's had some stellar moments in playoff games. I know I wouldn't say garbage time. He did score a touchdown last year in the playoff game against the Jets that I think the Patriots were down by two touchdowns at the time late. Mm-hmm. He scored the touchdown. We know how that ended, but that was, at the moment, a clutch touchdown for Deion Branch. I think Branch comes up big, and I agree with you on the running game. I don't think the Patriots had anything close to a dominant running game this year. They were good.
No.
Good,
not serviceable.
Great. But it's still, you know.
To me, actually, better than serviceable. Better than serviceable. Complimentary.
Well, yes. Right. And in some of the years, since Corey Dillon was here, they've had quite a few years where they had a very good to great running game mm-hmm. without that one guy that dominated. And I feel like they do that purposefully. In the month of January, when, you know, guys have played 16 games already, it might be bitter cold out, they want to have three or four guys at the running back position that they can lean on. I think we're going to see Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I think Ridley will have his mm-hmm. opportunities in this game, but I don't think it'll be at the expense of Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis.
I think three will.
I think this is a Green Ellis type game.
Yeah, and maybe it's more Ben Jarvis when it's down by the goal line, more goal
correct.
Line stuff.
Correct.
But I think Ridley and Woodhead, I mean, pretty good combination last time around. They did a really nice job. I just think the three of them. And we saw, I think since the first time Brady has thrown a screen to the law firm was the Buffalo game.
Yep.
First time I've seen that since he tried it last year against the Jets.
And it was such a well-executed play.
It was.
And Green Ellis showed a good amount mm-hmm. of burst. And listen, all those weapons, there is still an element of the Patriots' tackles and the tight ends. And if if Sebastian Vollmer happens to be able to play, that gives him a lot more flexibility with Nate Solder and using him. And we saw the hit that Brady took, that licking he took by Dumervil. They do need to be cognizant
of the edge. That was the only one, though.
That was the only one.
It was a big one, but it was the only one.
And on the whole this year, the Patriots' tackles have done a really good job against the top pass rushers. So they need a continuation of that. If Brady has time in the pocket, forget about it.
And the one thing, too, is, and if you go back, and I'm sure you've watched the game, the Pittsburgh-Denver mm-hmm. game, I've said it all week long, I'm stunned how Dick LeBeau outcoached himself in that game. And there is no way the Patriots are bringing 11 guys up or 10 guys up and putting the two safeties 3 or 4 yards off the line of scrimmage like that. Yeah, that's suicide. A 10-year-old could have completed that pass in overtime.
Right. Now they have that film, so they know they know not to do it, but they wouldn't have done it anyways. We've seen a head of bow up at the line of scrimmage. We've seen Patrick Chung up at the line of scrimmage. We're not going to see all of them up at the line of scrimmage. Demaryius Thomas is a dangerous wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably not going to have Eric Decker, but Eddie Royal can be dangerous. They're going to respect the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Caserio this week said, hey, one of the things that we felt the best about Tim Tebow in scouting him out of the draft was his deep ball ability. And there might be a consistency element that's missing with Tim Tebow throwing the ball, but they're going to respect the deep ball. There's no question about it. Last week proved that there's need to do that. I just don't think Tebow, on a play-after-play-after-play basis, is going to be able to find the open receiver.
I just hope people watched all four quarters of that game. I mean, it was so pathetic in the first quarter.
The beginning
quarter.
Was awful.
I mean, it was almost worse than Kansas City, if that can be, or the second half of the Buffalo game, or even the Patriots. I mean, you know, and I love that the Skip Bayless's of the world who keep saying, even though he jumped off the Tebow bandwagon, he said he would after they if they backed into the playoffs, he wouldn't believe. He said they had no chance against the Steelers. Yeah. And but I learned a long time ago, never say no chance in professional sports.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's a slim and none type of thing, but no chance. Every team always has a chance because freaky things can happen. But
sure.
But he keeps stressing, and he's not the only one, about Tim Tebow only having one bad game. And I'm like, what are you watching? What are you people watching? And how about the 43% of the country, Brian, in one of those polls that actually believe divine intervention is part of Tebow's success? You freaking idiots.
Right. The Tebow success, the Broncos have had some success.
It's the Prater success,
right.
You morons.
Prater, and earlier on
couple
in the
of
season,
pick sixes.
The defense,
yeah.
The running game, it has not been the Tebow show that everyone's making it out to be.
He's about 25 to 30% of the reason. Prater to me is not number one. You want to pray to somebody, pray to Prater.
Pray to Prater.
Pray to Prater. That's your boy.
The motto.
You got nothing without him kicking those field goals. Nothing.
I'll tell you what though.
You're on a golf course today.
Prater has been so clutch, but his numbers are not very
good.
They
were
19 of 25. He's one of the lowest. He's got one of the lowest percentages, field goal percentages in the league.
He does.
He's clutch. I mean, he's
bailed them out.
He's kicked three game winning field goals this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many opportunities? I'm sorry. He's kicked three overtime game winning field goals this year. Really, in the last 2.5 months. Do you know how many Stephen Gostkowski has opportunities he's had in his career? Overtime game-winning kicks?
One. Yeah.
And he made it.
And he made
it. Was last year against Baltimore.
Yep.
So that that's all. It's hard to predict how that happens, but Prater has not been great this year. He's just been great.
But he's come through when they've needed him. And,
right.
And I mean, the 59-yarder was a big one. Obviously, that tied the game. Yep. The 51-yarder in overtime against the Bears.
Right.
Marion Barber,
tremendous
brain fart game.
Yeah.
But you're right. There are other ones. It's not like he's kicking 59-yarders to win games.
Right.
I mean, it's just because the defense has put them in position
exactly
at times. Oh, no, I should say the opposing quarterback, guys like Ponder, guys like Novak missing two field goals for San Diego, and Turner coaching like an idiot, and Phillip Rivers having a cruddy game. Carson Palmer throwing three picks, given the after being up by 10 points. The list is endless.
Yeah.
It's endless. This guy is not that good. He's just not that good. I don't care what he did against Pittsburgh.
And
he had four good throws that you are never going to see those kind of completions against.
Right.
As bad as you think the Patriots, some of you think the Patriots defense is, they don't give up 40-yard bombs a lot. They don't.
No, they don't. And last week against Pittsburgh, listen, Denver earned the win. They win. They won. They deserve to move on. If Ryan Clark plays, a few things might have been different. Maybe that game does. Maybe Pittsburgh.
But Brian, look, what did we hear last week? I brought this up. I had a guy on for the Jim Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post Gazette. He told me, no big deal. Was it Monday?
Monday.
Monday will be fine.
Yeah.
Monday will be fine. Clark's kind of overrated. Didn't do a whole. Said, all right. I mean, what I've seen,
Clark's pretty good.
He's a pretty good player. But
and listen, Roethlisberger. You can say what you want about Roethlisberger. If he's at 100% in that game, there might be some differences.
But offense wasn't their problem. Actually, my wife brought that point. She's like, I said, but them scoring the points wasn't the problem. I mean,
no,
it was their defense.
It was the secondary.
And the secondary, they came from behind. Their secondary blew it. I mean, the way they were coached, they were not put in the proper position to succeed.
And LeBeau, that's
shocking.
Unusual. Yeah, shocking and unusual from LeBeau. Hey, listen. The Broncos, they're 9-8. They're not having a great year. I mean, that's not a great year. That's 8-8 in the regular season. It's backing into the playoffs. And they now have to come here on a short week after as emotionally charged a win as you're going to get. I keep hearing, you hear about the Broncos and Demaryius Thomas, and they're still, they're still giddy about last week's game, and deservedly so. I don't see on a short week with travel, with the win, all these intangibles. The tangibles go in the Patriots' favor anyways.
Yeah.
That's the real most important stuff. All of the intangibles are in the Patriots' favor as well. You look at every single player has been out of practice this week. Their injury report shrunk by half today.
Yeah.
They might get reinforcements back like Mankins and or Sebastian Vollmer. You mentioned Spikes and Chung, who missed so much time, came back for the regular season finale. The Patriots are rested. They get to watch the Broncos come in on a short week. It might be bitter cold out there.
I brought this up yesterday. Tebow has never played a game in his life like the weather he's about to experience.
Right.
He can live in Denver.
He's been
in sunshine. Last night was sunny and 54 degrees. You were out there.
Yeah.
It was like going to Florida. He's from Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville probably wasn't much warmer than that.
In the Buffalo game a couple weeks ago where they were awful.
It was fairly warm. But he hasn't
had opportunities.
30s and 40s. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be 19 degrees at kickoff, and the temperature is going to do nothing but go down as the night goes on. So I think that is a factor for a guy
who
played his whole entire career in Florida, basically. And, yeah, he lives out in Denver in the cold sometimes, but he has not played in weather like this before, not by the longest of yards.
No.
So I think that's going to be a huge factor. Not snow, rain, snow. It's going to be partly cloudy or sunny, whatever. 19 degrees at kickoff. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's going to be – that could be a shocker. All these – I'm telling you.
Nobody brings this up, Nat. Nobody, you don't hear about any of this stuff.
As if the Patriots didn't have all the tangible elements in their favor, you could look to some of these intangibles and say, "Well, this might go in the Patriots' favor." They don't even need them, but they have them.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I think in so many ways, a lot of the matchups, the quarterback comparison, so many things are in the Patriots' favor in this case. And in there, if they do win this game, they can sit back and root for a Houston victory over Baltimore the next day. Because I don't know about you, but a Tim Tebow, Tyler Yates journey to the Super Bowl is one you could sign me up for.
Oh my God, it's just oh my goodness. Well, let's talk about some of the other games. I know you're gonna leave in a little bit. So let's talk about Houston and Baltimore.
Yeah.
I do think. I hate to use that cliche, but I do think if Yates can just stay within himself, I think they got a chance. I do think they have a chance. And even though Flacco has been Jekyll and Hyde and quarterback this year, he's done pretty well at home. However, you heard his little temper tantrum he had yesterday.
Yeah.
Can't be like Brady and Breeze and then throw the ball and then
he whined earlier in the year about Pittsburgh or something about the Pittsburgh Baltimore rivalry or something like that. Yeah, he's been whining quite a bit.
Because he's not an elite quarterback. Or he doesn't get recognized. He goes, "We run the." He was basically ripping the Patriots, Packers, and New Orleans Saints for not running the football. We run the football here. Yeah, but running, passing, whatever. You're 4-3 in the playoffs. You haven't won a Super Bowl yet.
And you know what? Listen, for what Baltimore has done, different but similar to the Jets in the last few years, winning all the road playoff games that they have with a young quarterback and a new coach. That's quite a big check mark in their column. That takes a lot of guts and effort. But there's still something about the Ravens that, to me, isn't clicking. And I don't know if it's losing to some inferior teams this year, some of the comings and goings that they've had. I don't know. I'm not sold on the Ravens. And I give the Texans a reasonable chance for an upset.
This team, I don't know if we talked about this before, but I've been saying it for over a month now. This Baltimore Ravens team reminds me very much of the Patriots in 2009. Very, very similar. Patriots had a hard time winning on the road. They had a hard time closing out games. Remember, games in Denver against Josh at first. There were four games that year. All they needed was first downs, not even scores.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get them. I remember when they went into New Orleans, and one of the few times I said when I was on EI, I said, this is one of those games, they're just going to get killed.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel it. But then Welker goes down in Houston, and I just did not like that. I didn't like the feel of what going at that playoff game against Baltimore. I picked Baltimore to win that game, too. So that doesn't surprise me. Again, this totally different year, but this Baltimore team reminds me a lot of that Patriots team.
Yeah. Those are some good similarities. And Yates shows me some poise. I think he's a pretty poised guy for what's got to be
more poised than Dalton was, which shocked me. That pick six last week, as soon as that happened, I said, "That's it."
Yeah, well, that was it.
That was
what?
Yeah,
and I'm sure the fact that Houston was at home that helped in terms of all that. So this is a different situation for Yates going on the road. But I was surprised that Houston had Andre Johnson. That's a really tremendous wide receiver. For him to have the production he's had with some different players at wide receiver, and they can run the ball so well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, it's not going to come down to Yates. It's going to be, does Houston run the ball as successfully as well as they have? Foster and Tate, they're proven to be one of the best 1-2 combos.
Like 2,200 yards combined, close to
it. I see it being a tight game all the way down. I don't know if I'm ready to predict a Houston win yet. Because there's got to be something to having the bye week for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we often see at least one, if not two, teams off the bye week lose.
Yeah.
So I might, as the week ends, as the week rolls on, I might end up picking Houston to win that game. I'm not sure if I'm willing to go that far yet.
It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens in that game. And Bolden will be back this week, it looks like, for Baltimore. So that's going to be a big plus
that's
for
them. Big for them.
He's missed the last couple
of
weeks.
No, that's big for them, yeah.
He's missed the last couple of weeks. So if the Houston can just take care of the football, they should be in it, Brian, all the way. They should be.
Yeah, take care of the football. You know, make sure, you know, Suggs is having a great year. You know what Lewis can do. Nada, they've got some really good defensive players. You're right. You keep the turnover ledger positive in your side, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. And Yates, if he can be as poised in a hostile road environment as he's shown this year, I'll tell you what, Houston might win that game.
Well, let's go to the NFC real quick while we have a few more minutes with you. Again, Brian Lowe from PFW is here, and a not only a fantasy football guy, but just a good football guy in general.
Well, thanks.
So let's start with New Orleans and San Francisco.
Yeah.
This is another one. I do not believe in San Francisco. I haven't all year. I don't believe in the 49ers defense. I've looked time and time again over that schedule. And I'll give them that win.
Division.
That win in Detroit was a nice – that's their best win by far. That was a nice win under, you know, interesting circumstance, especially the handshake thing, you know, all that stuff happened.
Right.
I'll give them credit for that. Okay, they caught Detroit off guard. That was a weird, funky game, if I remember how that happened. But I look at the other offenses they faced. They faced Dallas in week two. They lost Romo. And that was at the time when they were – you know, Dallas was still considered – somewhat of a contender and at least a pretty good offense. The only other offense they've placed that year was 24-23 win over Philadelphia. The Eagles blew a 21-point lead. Vic passed for 416 yards on them. And if it wasn't for the Eagles playing stupid, you know, they would have won that game. The rest of it's all smoke and mirrors as far as the offenses they played. And I said the same thing about Baltimore and Pittsburgh a lot with the quarterbacks they faced this year. I mean, they did get the Patriots on October 30th. Fine, but they kept them off the, you know, that's, I give them credit for that. But if you look at the Ravens, who they faced, the Steelers, who they faced, and the offenses they faced, and the San Francisco 49ers, who they faced, I'm just not, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
I like New Orleans, too.
I like them big. I buy like them by double digits.
Well, it sounds
it's going to be 65 and sunny.
I was going to say, it sounds like the weather, you know, the weather could have been, that could have been a game where the weather is a factor, plays a role. But, boy, oh boy, Breeze is just absolutely
on fire. He's on
and
fire.
Darren Sproles might be, I mean, he should get some MVP consideration. And I say that, I don't truly mean he should be the MVP, but you talk about the decision to let Reggie Bush go and bring in Darren Sproles.
Yeah.
That guy is an absolute beast.
He and Thomas
is
a great
the smallest beast.
Yeah.
You never see.
I've always loved him. Wherever he played, San Diego. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
I can't believe
K-State.
How teams let him go.
How they let him go.
He's one of those guys that you just don't let go.
The Chargers let Breeze and Sproles go over the last 5-6 years.
And Turner wasn't Turner there one time? Was Turner before?
Oh, before. Michael Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's San Diego.
Another one of those guys that they let go.
Right.
Those are guys like the Kevin Falk types. You can't let go of those guys.
No.
I mean,
no. Well, I like New Orleans in this game. And I think I'd like them big as well. I think they're
– I mean by 10. I'm probably double dead. I'm not 40 points.
It might not be a 41-point game for whatever it was last week. But I said at the beginning of the year I like New Orleans to come out of the NFC, and I think I'm going to stick with it.
I picked Patriots in New Orleans in week one. That's
I think Green Bay beats the Giants. I give the Giants a chance, though. And we saw what they did against the Niners. I'm sorry, against the Packers a month, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. Game went all the way down to the wire.
Yep.
And of course, we saw what the Giants did in 2007, where you let them get a little spark there, whether it be at the end of the regular season, in the playoffs, whatever it is, and they can grab hold of that and make a run for it. I think they're going to be in this game to the end, but I think the Packers will prevail. So I do think it'll be Packers Saints for the NFC Championship game.
I think it's going that way as well.
Yeah.
But it is eerie similarities with the Giants and Packers.
It really
and it was
is.
The Giants and the Patriots, almost the same score.
Yeah.
38-35.
Yeah. And of course, the Giants Packers, that was the NFC Championship game that year. Giants beat the Packers. That memorable Tom Coughlin frostbite.
And how that happened was another dopey play by Favre.
Yeah.
I mean, he was awful.
Doesn't it always come down to Favre?
God, was he awful. People forget that stupid. They could have run out the clock. They had it.
Yeah.
The Packers had it, and everybody knew. If all the Patriots fans knew, man, give us one more crack at Green Bay, because they would have smoked that team.
Yep.
There's no doubt in my mind that they would have smoked Green Bay in that Super Bowl.
That would have been fun.
But it did. But if go back and watch that game, and it's pathetic to watch Favre in that game. The picks that he threw, that was talk about an ice ball.
And that was his last game as a Packer.
It was.
Three more seasons in the NFL, but last game as a Packer.
Yep. Well, give me a score on the Patriot game.
Oh, I think it's going to be 34 to, I'll say 34-14.
Okay.
Maybe 34-17. Mm-hmm. But, I think it's going to be something like 20-7 at halftime.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are going to handle them relatively easily. I really do. I think this will be the game where they get off to a fast start. This will be the game where the defense doesn't let an inferior quarterback beat them up and down the field early on. I think everything's in their favor. And I also think that if they lose this game, whatever the circumstances are, other than Tom Brady goes down with a game-ending injury on the first play, other than that, under whatever else, any other circumstances, they lose the game, there are no excuse, and there are some serious reasons to question. By next January, it will have been almost 5 years without them winning a game.
Yeah.
They know they can't do that. Yeah. That cannot happen.
And I do.
And it's easy to say that on Thursday. Yeah. It's easier for me to say that cannot happen. That cannot happen, though.
Yeah.
It cannot happen, and I don't think it will.
I'm with you, unless it's like five of the most horrific official calls you'd ever want to see in your life. But it doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. They'll have to overcome them.
And I do.
They'll have to overcome them.
I think last year's Jets loss, they won't talk about it, but I think it's so embarrassing to them that they let that happen.
Yeah.
But we know, Brian, this team is so much more mentally tougher than that one. And I do think Myra Kraft's passing plays a part in this. I think the inspiration that she's provided for this team, I think that means something to all of these guys to a T. If you talk to them about it, I think that's, if you need another motivation tactic, there's another one.
I'll tell you
one.
What, and, to that point, you see Robert Kraft, he's very visible.
Sure.
You see at games, after the games, even just now in the locker room, we were in the locker room today, and you see the way he interacts with players and players interact with him. I'm telling you, there's special bonds that they have with the owner. And I think they do. I think the players do, this year in particular, because of what you just said, I think the players do like to win for him. Mm-hmm. They want to win for themselves, for their teammates, for the fans and all that. I think they do like to win for him. And I think there's something to that this year.
I think Brady's going to be on a mission. Two other quick questions before we go. Two other quick topics. One, McCourty, how much safety do you think he's going to play?
No one
knows.
I
think he'll play more cornerback, but he might be in there once in a while.
Well, you said it best. No one knows.
No one knows.
But I do think I don't think he's going to play a lot of safety. I think we're going to see if when they get into nickel or they get into dime, you never know. But I think he starts at cornerback. I think he plays mostly cornerback. I think it was a worthwhile experiment against Buffalo. And I'll be honest with you. I think it might be food for thought as his career progresses that maybe there's better ways to use him rather than just – but I think in this game he's mostly going to play cornerback. But you're right. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? And the other thing is I'm wondering – we talked about this week a lot, debated. It's a minor thing. But should the Patriots defer or keep the ball if they win the toss?
Yeah.
For once, get it and ram it down their throats right away and put the other team to this. But I must tell you, I'm in favor always of deferring because I love scoring at the end of the second quarter and getting the ball back to start. I think it's nothing more devastating than scoring the final minute or two of a second quarter knowing you're getting the ball back. I think it demoralizes
the team. Toward that. I think they continue to defer.
But I understand the other side as
well. No, I do too. Yeah. But I think there's they have that to sort of fall back on. If they do fall behind a little bit, they've taken pretty good advantage of that double score sort of situation. Mm-hmm. They generally do well with the ball at the beginning of the half. So I think they continue to defer, but it's a really interesting debate topic. It really is. Yeah. I don't think most teams defer. I mean, most teams don't. And this team likes to defer, and it's worked out well for them.
Yeah, it certainly has. All right, B-Lo, thanks.
Hey, great being in here.
Man.
And
Come back next week.
I hope we have a next week to talk
about. We're going to have a few weeks to
talk
about.
I'll be here.
My bag's already headed for Indianapolis. So.
I like it. I
just wonder if I can get on the plane.
Right.
You sneak me on.
We'll talk about it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
care.
Pete.
Always. Brian Lowe with us from PFW. He's usually here on Thursday. He's talking about fantasy football, but today it's no fantasies at all. It's all real stuff. And all right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to do my song live again because I didn't like the way it came out the first time. Can we do that? I'm going to do my song live again in case you missed it. I'm going to torture you people again with it. And then we come back. I got tons of emails to read. We'll get to the phone calls as well on the Ace Chicken Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepard. I'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. In case you missed it, I'll replay the song, or we're going to do it live once again coming up on patriots.com right after this.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
And welcome back to the final 47 minutes of this week anyway, the Pete Shepherd Show here on Patriots.com here until 6. Kevin Collins producing in the other room. And just in case you missed it, I'm going to talk to you again because I did my own Tim Tebow song. I didn't like the way it came out at the top of the hour because that's only the third time I did it. But now, you know, I've got it down now. So now, once again, before I get back to the emails at webradiopatriot.com and the Facebook, just in case you missed it, everybody's doing these stupid Tebow songs, and they're horrible. I think these lyrics are some of the best I've heard yet, and I wrote them. So, again, this is my little tribute to Mr. Tebow and the Denver Broncos coming up when they come here and play the Patriots on Saturday night. So, again, I apologize for the horrible singing, but you'll get the point. Just have some fun with this. How lucky can one guy be? Can't even convert third down and three. Like the Steelers once said, we got Tebow instead. The media thinks he's great, despite so many fourth and eights. But with God on his side, he'll always try and run wide. The ball keeps wobbling out of his hands, and sometimes sails right into the stands. I keep grinning. I don't understand. It's so pitiful. No sunshine on Saturday night. The Patriots will put up a fight. Tell me quick. I know they will kick. No Tebow instead. Like the Steelers once said, we got Tebow'd instead. Like the Denver Post quote, Tebow is sure to be Pope. My head keeps spinning. Broncos defense keeps a grinning, cause of Pixis and Prater, they're winning. But that'll change as come Saturday night. They say they're in Brady's head. They all like Tebow instead. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Tebow throws another pick. Tell me quick, Brady is slick, the Broncos are dead. you know, thank you. Hey, it's better than some of the other crap I heard today, you know? Anyway, yeah, I thought you might like that. It's embarrassing to do that, but that's all right. It's all part of... You know, hey, if I couldn't be here and at least humiliate myself for a few hours a week, what good is it? You know, it's just I don't take myself that serious. Fun. I wish I could get somebody with a much better crooner to sing this song. Maybe we can do that. But I'm sure somebody, one of my friends who put together that I Hate the Jets thing, and once this is up on the podcast, once it's the show is over, anybody wants to cut and paste and throw it on YouTube, go ahead. That, if you have the capability of doing that. I guess, I wonder if I can do that on my laptop. I'm not sure if I can do that, but somebody might. But I'm sure you can get creative. And if you do, make sure you post it on my Facebook page, because that would be awesome. All right, again, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, and Facebook me as well. Let me get to some of these emails. Brian on Web Radio says, fine, let the mainstream media go crazy over Tebow. Seriously, let them. The more focus that's taken off of the Patriots, the more pressure that's placed upon Tebow. Teams and analysts are fools to overlook Ridley and the law firm, to say nothing of the rest of the receiving core. The Pats just have too many weapons and too much riding on this season. MHK, we all remember. I also think that Chad's, and to a lesser degree Branches, he's been used more, been kept on the lowdown to use him as a surprise weapon in the postseason. I also thought that Bill Belichick and company kept some of the injured players from playing to make absolutely certain they went into the postseason at full strength. We saw some guys come back at the end of the regular season, but I think that was more to give them reps and some readjustment time again to prepare for a serious playoff push. That part of it, I really agree. Now, we've had other people say about the conspiracy theory about the Patriots not utilizing Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, all that much, because waiting for him for the playoffs. I'm not sure I buy into that. I'm not sure I buy into that all that much. But I do think he will, at the very least, match his touchdown output of the season on Saturday night. I am predicting it again. I was right the last time against Denver, and I'm going to say it again. I think Chad scores. I'm also going to pick a pick six from my pal Rob Ninkovich. He's going to get one too. Just got a feeling. Just got a feeling that it is coming. Let's see what else we get here for emails. Somebody wants to give me a cashier's check. That's obviously not for me. Noel from Denver says, Pete, I sure hope you can pull up this attachment. We go to Blake St. Tavern, which is a Sox and Patriots bar here in Denver. And at halftime against Buffalo, Pats fans put up the attached Brady doll and a Bronco fan T-boat it. His girlfriend, a Patriots fan from Maine, made him do it. Ah, the power of a woman. After Saturday night, they will be T-bowing this doll for a long time to come. You only have the national media to be concerned about, but living here in Denver and being a Pats fan has been absolutely absurd. Aaron Rodgers must be gagging seeing this guy in the news every day. T-bow is going down Saturday night. After watching every game this year, I had no fear about the Patriots not making the Super Bowl. Having the Broncos win just gives us another bye week. I thank you for helping through this week. Pats by 3 touchdowns. Thanks again, Noel from Denver. Yeah, I'll have my predictions coming up in just a little bit as well. I'll have my Xbox predictions too, because they were right on last week, dead on last week. Pete, how can you subject us to such torture twice in one show? Well, it won't happen again. I promise it won't happen again unless you want to do it on your own. I do promise. Let me get some of these other messages that I got from people. Let's see. Brenda says, hey, Pete, I love your show and always have since last year when I first found out about it, but I was wondering if you think the Patriots will use Deion Branch or Chad Ochocinco more this game. Thanks for the show and keep up the great work. Go Patriots, Patriots 35, Broncos 17, or higher, it says. I just talked about that. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the secret weapon theory, like they've been holding 85 back, you know, for this playoff game, but I just got a feeling. He's going to have an impact in these playoffs for the Patriots. I'm not saying he's going to go crazy or score a bunch of touchdowns or all that stuff or have some kind of 100-yard or 150-yard game. I'm just saying I think he's going to have some sort of an impact here. Let's see. Patrick says, Pete, I propose for your son. Oh, no, this is another one. This could have been a good idea, too. Patrick said yesterday, Pete, I propose for your son a remix in the safety dance. Since you're an 80s fan, the chorus could go, you can pray if you want to, but you won't see Tebow time because it's going to be hard to kneel on the yard when you're 30 points behind. That's pretty good. That's good, Patrick. Yeah, you know what? Maybe that'll be the next one. That's pretty good. Dagmar says, yeah, jamming, Pete. Ha ha, I can tell you for our next jazz gig. I can call you for next jazz gig. Man, good job. Rob says, what about Pete's predictions? My predictions will coming up shortly. I'm going to give you my Xbox predictions. I gave you some of them on Tuesday, but I'm going to give them again because I didn't have the San Fran New Orleans game done. And I did that last night slash early this morning while I was playing poker online. So anyway, what else do we have here for emails? Well, we have a phone call as well. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Check in with Anthony in Reno, Nevada. Anthony!
How you been?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
Kind of antsy. I'm waiting for this game to come around, you know?
Yeah, I got a couple more days before that happens. Whoa! A couple more days before that happens.
Yeah, I just think it's funny how the Jets are sending these anonymous little tidbits about Mark Sanchez. You know, last year when we lost to them, they were saying, you know, we needed to take the loss as, you know, a man and quit complaining that we lost. And they're just sitting there bickering, and they didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't even have the opportunity to lose.
Well, again,
the playoffs.
It starts with their head coach, who I think put unnecessary pressure on them all year long with his fat mouth and his fat, stinky foot. Or feet are now, both of them are in his mouth because everything he said this year went wrong. Everything he said backfired on him. Everything. They're going to win the division? No. They're going to win the Super Bowl? No. They're going to make the playoff? No. Everything he said went wrong. You can't put that. I mentioned this earlier this year. Do you ever remember an NFL coach guaranteeing Super Bowl wins or guaranteeing anything like that? And when it comes, no, you just don't. I'm trying to think, I don't remember one NFL coach in the history of the game that guaranteed a win. The only one that ever did it was Namath, and he was the quarterback in, you know, back in 67, 68. So it's unheard of to do that. And now you've got all these whiny little, you know what, in the Jets locker room. Now everybody's pointing the finger, and Sanchez is this, and he's lazy, and he's that. And now it's just, you know what, as from a Patriots viewpoint, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of hypocrisy.
It is. Yep.
I mean, the only person I can remember that guaranteed a championship was Pat Riley with the Lakers back in the late 80s. But that's a totally different sport.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I kind of disagree with you about Ninkovic. I saw him not really set the edge when we faced him in against the Broncos. Virgil Green pretty much blocked
early
well.
On. Early on, I agree with you. But again, after the first quarter, they only got 85 yards on the ground. I agree that the Denver game was not one of Rob's best games. I think he's been pretty solid all year, to be honest. I think he's a pretty solid linebacker. What I'm saying is he's the kind of guy that can get these kind of picks. We've seen him get pick sixes before. He's pretty good. He's got several interceptions in his career. I'm saying he's the kind of guy, more so than a Mayo or a Spikes. If a linebacker is going to do a pick six, in my opinion, it's going to be somebody like Ninkovic because I've seen him do it before. Against better quarterbacks than Tebow, so I'm just, you know, it's just a prediction on my part. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just think that I think he's one guy, and I agree with you. He did not have a great game against Denver at all, but I think but if you look at his overall body of work, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to see Virgil Green because he did attend the University of Nevada like I am, and I got to see him play last year when they went on that run with the. Kaepernick and all that, and I was,
yeah,
you know,
beat
I was
beat Boise State, right? That team beat Boise State last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just impressed how well Virgil Green blocked against Ninkovic, and I'm pretty sure the scouts came to see Virgil Green, but he had a knee problem, their scouts. Yeah. And I just want to throw a shout-out to Virgil Green is what I'm basically doing, but anyways, I'll let you go. I'm predicting the score will be 34-17 Patriots.
Sounds good, Anthony. Thanks a lot. Call back soon. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Anthony Reno Nevada, one of the regulars here on the Pete Shepherd Show here on Patriots.com. Aaron says, hey, Pete, not to get ahead of myself, I'd rather play Houston in the AFC Championship because the cold weather would certainly be a factor we could use to our advantage. I'm calling Saturday's game Patriots 38, Denver 14. Keep up the stellar job and go Patriots. All right, that's fine. That sounds good. That sounds good. Again, Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, PETSHEPPARD. And email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline as well, 508-298-0398. Here we go. Lyft says, Pete, my name is Mr. Lyft. I'm a 16-year veteran of the music business as a rap lyricist. I must say that your song in regards to He Who Shall Not Be Named was brilliant. Oh, don't worry about your voice and tone. The lyrics clearly poured from your heart. Sincerity is like gold nowadays. Press up a vinyl single of this song and your Jet song, and I'll buy at least 50 copies. Here's to another title run. Hey, Lyft, I'm serious. Let's do it. You know what? I'm telling you. Let's do it. Maybe we can get to come up with somebody to sing the song. Well, we probably have to get permission from whoever owns the rights to Dean Martin's Ain't Got a Kick in the Head. But let me know, Lyft. I'm with you. Hey, I'm down. You know? You donate a portion of it to charity? I'd love to do something like that. If you're really serious, you know, email me back or send me a private message on Facebook, and you know, maybe we can work something out. That'd be great. Get a charity involved and donate some of the proceeds there. Or if they want to hear me do it, I mean, you can just copy it off. We can copy it off the podcast once it's up after the show. But interesting idea. Yeah, I thought the lyrics were pretty good. You know, considering it's did it over. You know, probably took me about half an hour to do it. But actually, that's you know, not bad. Stuff like that I've done before, and you know, I really put my mind to it. I can come up with some stuff. I just thought I didn't want to do a 5-minute song. Obviously, you're not going to do something like Frank Sinatra's "My Way." It was like 5.5 minutes, but it's something else. But next time I do something like that, I promise I'll do an '80s or '90s something, you know, a little more current. I just thought that song was fitting. I don't know why it popped into my head when I was doing it. Dagmar says, "Hey Pete, I would have to include Guyton in my conversation of pick sixes by linebackers. What do you think? Yeah, he's not a starter anymore, but he does have the attributes to do it if given the opportunity." Yeah, I can see that. Again, you know, his playing time has really, you know, gone down a lot. You know, so much so that I don't think you're going to see him out there, to be honest with you. Maybe I just don't think you're going to see him out there as a linebacker because you got Ninkovich, Spikes, and Mayo. And yeah, I mean, you see, I should take that back. I mean, Fletcher, you'll see him out there sparingly, but I guess it's possible. Yeah, I'd go along with that. 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398, that is the number. I want to get into all the predictions coming up in just a little bit. I'm going to take another quick break, then I'm going to come back, reset, do the final half hour of the show. I'm going to get to my Xbox predictions when I come back, and then we'll get to my predictions as well. We'll talk about and get your thoughts, too, some final thoughts, whether on my song or they are, or your predictions. Want the predictions come pouring in. I'm surprised most people, and I'll give you the national predictions, too. We'll get to that also. I'm just surprised a lot of people don't have the Broncos scoring much more than 14 to 17 points. That surprised me a little bit, but I understand. When we come back, it's predictions galore here on the Pete Shepard Show on Patriots.com.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place, shop, dine, enjoy.
Always sounds good, doesn't it? See, I'm versatile. I can do opera, and I can rap a little bit. I can do Dean Martin. I mean, I'm just, you know, plethora of talents over here as far as musically inclined. email me, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to have Rob Dickovich coming up to close out the show in about 10 minutes or so. But before that, all the predictions. Going to read some of the national ones for you. from some people. And email me, webradiopatriots.com. You can Facebook me as well with your predictions. I'll get to them. Brooklyn Matt on Web Radio says, hey, Pete, that rendition was almost as good as the video someone posted of you singing Sweet Caroline at some Boston bar. Boy, in that video, you sound as sloshed as I did on the phone yesterday. And now a rare football comment out of me for once. Pete, seems like nobody is talking about the damage Tebow can do by running with the ball and how that ties a knot in defensive players' heads when trying to figure out where they should go on the field. How about that one? Is that a non-factor as well? I sure hope so, but I'm a little nervous about it. I mean, everything's a factor. First of all, let me address the latter part of it first. But the Patriots want Tebow to – they know they're going to run the ball. They know they're going to run the ball. I'll be stunned if the Broncos have more passing yards and rushing yards in this game. Let them run. They're going to have to throw to get touchdowns, though, my opinion. And I just don't see it happening. No, of course it's a factor. I mean, that's something that he does. That's what he is. He's more of a running back than he is a quarterback. That's what he does. But I think they handled it pretty well the last time. Don't you? I mean, I really do. I mean, they handled it pretty well. So, and that was making a major adjustment going from the 4-3 to the 3-4 in the first quarter. When they were shell-shocked in the first couple of minutes. They, they weren't ready, that particular scheme, but they adjusted. There are not a lot of teams that could do that on the fly. They scored. They had 167 yards rushing in the first quarter, got 85 the rest of the game. Now, as far as the Sweet Caroline thing, yeah, that was with when Mikey Adams and I were doing that Mikey Idol thing. And, yeah, we took a limo. Yeah, we were all having a good time that night, obviously. And I won the competition with that song. Mikey still, to this day, has not gotten over it. Yeah, has not gotten over it. Brian says on web radio, says, talk to Weird Al Yankovic. Most musicians consider it an honor to have him cover one of their songs. Could sell tons with his name and your lyrics. That could be an idea. I'm telling you, I think I'm onto something. This is from Norman. April 15th, 1912. God himself could not sink this ship. Of course, that's what said about the Titanic. It says Denver 30, Patriots 21. Oh, please, 30-21. Let me tell you something, young man. The most points allowed by the Patriots in this stadium this year was 24. That was by the Giants. So, as far as that goes, I might give you 20. You're not getting 30. You're going to lose. Team's going to lose. You're going to lose badly when it's all said and done. Anyway, let me get to some of these predictions on the national level. I'm going to read some for you. Joe Bedingo from the WFAN, you know who he is, most of you, pretty good guy. He has the Patriots winning 38-10. That's from he works at WFAN in New York. He says, if Tebow wins this game, then I know there's divine intervention going on. Just can't see Belichick losing three straight years at home in his first playoff game. Gronkowski and Hernandez will run wild on the Broncos defense. Rich Lord from CBS Houston, KILT, Patriots 27, Broncos 14. Tim Tebow's breakthrough sophomore season in the NFL has been amazing, even miraculous to watch. Now, that statement alone right there, it shows me just how much he watched this guy play, which can't be a lot. However, I just can't envision him pulling off another miracle this week. Yes, the Patriots' defense is one of the worst in the NFL against the pass, but Tebow is not the guy to exploit that weakness. Denver may be able to move the football, but I think that New England will get takeaways and set up its offense with a few short fields. Yes, the Broncos defense is for real, but Tom Brady, Wes Welker, Rob Gronkowski will take advantage of those opportunities. Bottom line, Bill Belichick is still the best. There's no way he lets Tebow extend the Pats postseason losing streak to four. Well, I agree with some of that stuff. I don't know. The stuff about the Broncos defense being for real, not so sure about that. I told you, they finished bottom third in the NFL in points allowed. So, I mean, and you saw what the Steelers did with a gimpy Big Ben Roethlisberger the other day, last week. I mean, they got some big chunks of yardage in a short amount of time against that team. Brett Jensen from CBS Charlotte, WFNZ. New England 34, Denver 13. Tim Tebow might have pulled out another miracle against Pittsburgh, but it stops the weekend against New England. Jeff Joniak, who I know, from CBS in Chicago at WBBM. New England 34, Denver 17. Only a month removed from an 18-point win in Denver, the Patriots will end a four-year playoff with a win drought because quarterback Tim Tebow was hit on nearly every read option plus sacked four times in that game. Denver's defense needs to make a lot of adjustments to stop Tom Brady from piling up the points. I don't think they can. Bill Belichick will not allow the back end of his Patriots defense to be exposed on those deep balls Tebow connects on more than sub 50% completion percentage indicates. I agree. That might be the best analysis I've heard yet from a national guy. Zoe, Scott Zolak, a boy, says Patriots 34, Denver 13. In the game of the week, Tim Tebow heads to New England to take on the Patriots. The big addition are Brandon Spikes and Patrick Jung to New England. Defense, sometimes something they didn't have back in week 15. They will be big. Granted, they beat the Broncos by 18. It wasn't really this defense that figured out how to stop that option. You hit the quarterback first, not the pitch man. What's going to be interesting is seeing what the next layer on D is. And let's not forget Josh McDaniels is back in New England. Not that Denver is still running the same offense, so that doesn't matter, but he drafted Tebow and Demaryius Thomas and can help the Patriots game plan with his familiarity of the two. Eric Nelson, WCCO in Minnesota. Patriots 31, Denver 17. The Tim Tebow Express gets derailed in Foxborough as the Patriots win their first playoff game since 2007. New England OC Josh McDaniels should have a pretty good book on Tebow since he drafted him in the 2010 for the Broncos. This is a Super Bowl 18 coaching rematch between John Fox, then with Carolina, and Bill Belichick. Actually, it's not Super Bowl. It says actually XVIII, which is wrong, obviously. That number's off. 38 should be. Meanwhile, Glenn Macnow from CBS in Philadelphia, WIP, says Patriots 35, Denver 10. The Cinderella story ends here. The evil genius Bill Belichick has had 2 weeks to scheme against Tebow and even used a loophole to hire former Broncos coach Josh McDaniels, an offensive assistant. Then he has parentheses, read double agent spy. The past week without Brian Dawkins, there's no way Denver's defense holds Tom Brady under 300 yards and four touchdowns. So just people just have to get those little those shots up. So that's just a sampling of some of the national media people. It's amazing. Most of them are giving the Broncos a chance to score not even 20 points in this game at all. So I find it very interesting. But that's basically the national perspective on some of these CBS radio stations, and they're all picking the Patriots big. They're all picking them by more than the spread, and most of them are between 10 and 17 points. So I think it's interesting. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me as well. That's Pete Shepard, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Get to my predictions in just a second. I do have to go. I got tons of requests to go over my Xbox predictions, so here they are. Again, as I said, 15-minute quarters simulated, took into consideration the weather, the time of the game, the stadium, obviously, all the up-to-date rosters, all the injuries, so everything is legit. I did not control any of the teams. The computer did coach both teams. And you saw last week, 4-0, Xbox 4-0, straight up and against the number, which is just sick. But there it is. So here are Xbox picks for this week. Now, granted, a couple seem a little far-fetched, but, you know, what can I tell you? Last week was about the same. A couple were almost dead on, balls accurate. A couple were a little off by the score a little bit, but still had the right team winning and covering. So for what it's worth, in the AL, we'll start with the NFC. In the NFC, Xbox has San Francisco 42, New Orleans 23. Wow. There's an upset. Now, last week, Xbox had Pittsburgh losing to Denver 34-3. How about that? So San Francisco has Xbox has San Fran winning 42-23. They also have Green Bay winning 31-11. So for what that's worth, Green Bay wins and covers. San Fran, a slight three-point underdog, they win. AFC has Baltimore. Xbox has Baltimore winning 61-0. 61-0 was a bad day for Yates and company. I can tell you that. I remember when I was somewhat watching the game as it was being played. Usually when this is going on, I'm reading a book or I have my laptop on. I'm playing poker online or I'm watching something online, whatever. But as I'm looking up now, I remember that there were just tons of turnovers by Yates and Baltimore 61, Houston nothing. So they like Baltimore to win and cover. And then the Patriots, they have, Xbox has the Patriots winning 52-24 over Denver. That's the Xbox prediction. So once again, to recap, it has Green Bay beating the Giants 31-11, San Fran over New Orleans 42-23, Baltimore beating Houston 61-0, and New England beating Denver 52-24. The scores I think are most likely to happen are the Patriots and the Green Bay score, more than likely. the San Fran score, that would shock me if they scored 42 and New Orleans only scored 23. That would be a shock. And certainly Baltimore, you know, winning 61-0. I think that game will be nip and tuck. But we're going to get to my predictions coming up. Right now, as a matter of fact, right now I have to redeem myself for last week, which was just as bad as it can get. 1-3 straight up, 0-4 against the spread. But I will redeem myself because Dalton threw that horrible pick six in the first half at the end of the quarter. That really sucked. Doom and gloom. Nobody picked Denver to win, so I can't fault myself for that. The rest of it, well, you know, New Orleans, I thought New Orleans got kind of a, not a backdoor cover, but they that game, Detroit should have covered that game, but they did not in the end. Too much New Orleans. But we digress. We think positive. We're not looking back at last week. We're looking forward to this week. So here we go. Let's start in the NFC. Now, I'm sorry, all year long, I can't be a hypocrite. I am not a believer in the San Francisco 49ers. I am not a believer in that defense. I am not a believer in a team that let Michael Vick pass for 416 yards on them. I am not a believer that team lost to Dallas, another decent offense that they played early in the season. They lost to them. They did win a nice game in Detroit. I'll give them that, but I ain't buying it. I'm not buying the San Francisco defense. I think it's overrated. I think they have not played enough quality offensive teams, and I'm picking New Orleans. By win by 10, New Orleans minus 3. New Orleans minus 3, they get the call. Next up is the New York Football Giants. They are in or going to the semi-frozen tundra of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Interesting game. You know how close this was last? Eerily similar to what happened in 2007. They lose to the undefeated Packers at the time by 3. And now they get another rematch. So obviously, it's not a Super Bowl, but it is an NFC Divisional playoff game. And 9 points to me in this game seems like a little much, I must tell you. I was trying to come up with ways that I thought Green Bay might possibly blow this team out, but I just can't. And I'm over the fact now. The Giants were 3-5 to close out the season. I still can't get that Washington game out of my head, how they lost that home by two touchdowns. It looked so awful. They did get lucky with Sanchez and who can't do anything, right? And Romo, who never wins in December, I think. But they earned those wins. I think they got a little bit of swagger back. I really do. I don't think they'll win the game, but 9 points is way too much. I will take the New York Football Giants plus the 9 in Green Bay. On to the AFC. There's only two other games. So first two in the NFC. I like New Orleans minus 3 and the Giants plus 9. Now I have to get to my – and by the way, you don't have to play the separate theme for the Meat Miraculous pick. There's only four games. I will tell you right now that before I get to the AFC, my monster miraculous pick of the week will be New Orleans minus the 3 in San Francisco. I think they win that game by 10, if not more. I really do. I just don't believe in the San Francisco Giants or the San Francisco 49ers offense – I mean defense at all. For who they played, the quarterbacks they faced, the offense that they played, not a believer in it. So I'm telling you right now, if I had to pick one game on the board, I would pick New Orleans minus 3. On to the AFC. It'll be in Baltimore. And this is going to be a nip-and-tuck game. It's a 7-point favorite for Baltimore. I like Houston in this one plus 7. I think this is going to be come right down to a field goal game. I think if Yates stays within himself, then they keep take care of the football. I think they have enough of a rushing attack, and they can – they can throw, they can keep this game close. I don't think this is going to be a blow at all. Flacco's already crying and whining and bitching and moaning and kvetching because he's not being treated like Brady and Breeze and Rodgers. And if you want to hear him whine and kvetch and moan, just check out his any of the links today on any of the anywhere. He's all over the place crying and moaning about how he's not an elite quarterback because they run the ball in Baltimore. Those other teams don't run the ball. Really, what a freaking baby. Houston plus 7, they get the call. And finally, with the Patriots, they are home. Right now, it is 13, minus 13 for your New England Patriots. I think that's a pretty fair line. I think it's going to go up more than that. So if you can, and you're betting some shekels, I'd get on it right now. But I like the Patriots in this one, 46-21. I think I'm the only one on the planet that's had them scoring over 20 points. But I'll take it. 46-21, no way, in my opinion, that Denver stops Tom Brady. No way. Turnovers or no turnovers, it's just too much offense for this young Denver, this Denver team, traveling across country again, playing in frigid cold weather. I think Tebow is not going to have, we'll have, as usual, mediocre to bad game, mostly bad games. I expect them under 50%. I don't expect the Patriots defense to outcoach themselves like Dick LeBeau did last week with the Pittsburgh Steelers. An embarrassing performance. Don't expect that this time. They won by 18 on the road last time against the extenuating circumstances. They switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3 to a 3-4. No Chung, no Spikes. I will take my chances and go with the New England Patriots big 46-21 over Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos. So take that. So again, just to recap, I like New Orleans minus 3, the Giants plus 9, New England minus 13, and Houston plus 7. And my monster miraculous pick is New Orleans minus 3. I think that line is way off. Way off. But we shall see. That's why they play the games. And before we close out today, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank B-Lo for coming in today, Brian Lowe. I want to thank all my guests this week. I want to thank you, the listeners, for enduring my singing, all that stuff. And that'll be up on Facebook too as well. And maybe we can get Cherry involved and sell it and make a couple of bucks. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Anyway, thanks to Kevin Collins for producing this whole thing. Again, thanks to all of you guys and girls for listening and sharing all your thoughts and comments. It's much appreciated. Thank you for all the continued support. Love it. We'll be back next Tuesday, I promise, from 4 to 6 p.m., hopefully talking about the Patriots playing Baltimore here or playing Houston here for the AFC Championship, I think. I have a good feeling. I have a real good feeling. Have a great and safe rest of your Thursday night. Drive safe, everybody. Talk to you Tuesday at 4 p.m. right here on Patriots.com.
Shepherd, Pete Shepherd, the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com radio.